Hi, it's Dave. Welcome. So Tesla just finished their annual shareholder meeting just minutes ago. And I want to take this video and kind of recap the highlights, but also kind of share how I'm processing kind of the latest news from Tesla and Elon Musk. As usual, all of my videos are a stream of consciousness, and they're a sharing of my real-time thoughts, which will change, you know, as I get more information and as situations evolve. All right, let's go to my notes here. And I drafted about 15 or so kind of highlights I thought that were notable from the shareholder meeting. I think first overall, Tesla is on a roll. Elon shared some really bullish guidance, and he shared Tesla will continue to grow at least at a 50% annual growth rate. He shared some stats on the Model 3 becoming the best-selling premium vehicle in the world, beating out the BMW 3 Series. Now, this is why this is so important. When Tesla set out to make the Model 3, one of their benchmarks was the BMW 3 Series. They wanted to make an EV version, but that was far superior in every single way. And back in the day, almost everyone doubted Elon and Tesla that they can actually pull off such a feat. But here it is. Model 3 has become the best-selling premium vehicle, beating out the BMW 3 Series on a global basis. And then Elon shares how he thinks the Model Y should become the best-selling vehicle globally by revenue in 2022 and numerically by 2023. This is including economy vehicles like the Toyota Corolla. So this is absolutely great. All right, number two, free cash flow will continue to be strong. So Elon notes that if you have strong unit volume, so let's say you're growing the number of units you're delivering for cars, and then you have this autonomy feature where Tesla is getting some great gross margins or great net margins from there. And then you also have an increased efficiencies by all your new factories. This put together is really gonna help Tesla to have a greater cash flow in the future coming years. All right, number three, Elon Musk talks about full self-driving licensing and how he wants to actually license full self-driving to any manufacturer who wants to use it. And he notes something interesting. He says it's the morally right thing to do, right, for Tesla to license the Tesla full self-driving technology to other manufacturers. So this could be a whole nother kind of business line. I've thought about this. I think one of the ways Tesla can license is just to do a simple 50-50 split, right? Tesla takes 50% of the revenue and the auto manufacturer who's licensing takes 50% of the revenue. I think it could work out on both sides. All right, next, number four, Elon notes that the vehicle price increases we've seen this past year hopefully are just temporary. And he notes that the goal of Tesla is to make affordable cars. But just this past year, they've had a lot of pressure in the supply chain and parts, and they've had to increase prices temporarily, but they hope to reduce prices long term. And this is good news for those who think that these price increases are just going to increase over time. All right, number five, Giga Shanghai now exceeds Fremont in production. And Elon also notes that he hopes to increase Fremont production or output by 50%. And then Elon notes that with Austin and Berlin, they're both going to be making battery cells plus vehicle production. So you're going to have these raw materials and parts coming in and vehicles going out on the other end. All right, number six, Tesla AI Day. So Elon says that there have been 100-fold more applicants, for AI positions in Tesla after their AI Day. So it's been a great success. And he talks about how, it's about changing the perception of Tesla as not just a hardware or vehicle maker, but as a software and an AI company. And I think this is going to be a big kind of future trend and kind of direction of Tesla. Elon shared he has some mixed thoughts on AI, and since it's going to happen anyways, he figures it's probably best to be a steward of that technology and try to steer it in the right direction. All right, number seven, Tesla is moving headquarters to Austin, Texas, something I've been speculating for a while. They're going to continue to expand activities in California, upping production in their Fremont factory by 50% or so. All right, number eight is a Cybertruck and a Semi update. So Tesla is saying they're struggling with parts supply. They have a huge supply chain shortage situation, not just with chips, but other parts. And so with Cybertruck, they're pushing back production. He thinks that Cybertruck will be starting production at the end of 2022, volume production probably a year later, probably closer to the end of 2023. So a little bit later than what most have expected. Further, he says in 2023, they'll probably start producing the Semi and the Roadster. All right, number nine, stock split. So Elon says probably not yet, maybe in the future. He doesn't seem too keen or excited about splitting the stock right now. Number 10, 4680 sells in Austin. So Elon says probably not this year. They're not going to make 4680 cells in Austin, but they are making them in Fremont, and they're going to be able to supply them to Austin for initial production. Then he says that they're going to probably make some initial deliveries of the Model Y made from Austin this year. And then it takes about 1 year from the start of production to reach high volume production. So this is quite a long journey. And 2022 is going to be a big year for Austin and Berlin to kind of go up that ramp, right, to ramp up production. And then Elon also says that he thinks that by the end of next year, that in Austin, they'll reach 4680 cell production in high volume. All right, number 11, new factory. So Elon says that he will probably investigate, or Tesla will investigate, the possibility of new factories next year, but they probably won't make a decision until 2023. What that means is you probably won't see other factories besides, right, Berlin and Austin until probably 2024, if not 2025. So it seems like Elon is okay with the current factories and just expanding, right, the size of, let's say, Fremont or Shanghai and Austin and Berlin. All right, number 12, dividends. Elon is not very keen on giving dividends at the moment or in the near future. He says when a company issues dividends, it's like they're kind of cresting a hill, right? Basically going downhill from that point. They've run out of ideas to invest in. And he says, yeah, Tesla has a ton of ideas to invest in. They have no plans for dividends. All right, number 13, Model 2. So I think the question was, is there an update with Model 2? But Elon was like, I don't even like the name Model 2, right? Forget it. A Model 3, just built the Model 3 because it was supposed to be the Model E, but they're being threatened to get sued, so they changed it to 3. So it looks like, Elon didn't give an update on the status of Model, the next gen, right, $25,000 vehicle. Number 14, the long-term advantage of Tesla will be manufacturing. Elon has mentioned this many times in the past. He thinks that this is going to be the hardest thing to copy, which is manufacturing. And I think a big part of it is Elon thinks, A, it's not just the car and it's the factory, but it's like these machines and the whole processes behind all of that, right? It's the machine that makes the machine. And Tesla is coming up with a lot of proprietary, just really advanced ways to make things in the most efficient and most highest quality manners and at the cheapest cost. All right, number 15, Tesla van. So over time, Elon says that Tesla will make all major variants of vehicles over time. So this basically means Tesla will get into, right, a van or various different, you know, forms of cars, a tiny car, probably a big SUV, just all across the gamut here. Number 16, Tesla FSD beta 10.2 rollout will go out this weekend. It'll go out to probably 1,000 or so people who have 100 safety score rating, and then it'll be a cautious rollout. And so I'm actually very glad Elon is emphasizing that it'll be a cautious rollout. I think there's a lot at stake, and I think they'll do a great job. Number 17, Tesla insurance. So Elon says that they'll be offering Texas insurance in Texas next week, and then upgrading their California version as well. And then with Tesla insurance, they hope to offer it throughout most of the U.S. Next year, and that is aspirationally, which means, yeah, it might take a while. All right, number 18, electric planes. Elon says his plate is full for now, and that maybe one day, right, he'll get to it. And I think, yeah, right now is just they're launching and ramping two new factories with Austin and Berlin, trying to ramp a new product, right, with Cybertruck, and then you've got the Roadster and the Semi, so there's a ton on Elon's plate. And then Elon is getting really, really focused and active with SpaceX and Starship and all that's going on there. All right, overall, what are my thoughts? I think Elon looks great. He's focused, he's calm, he's like thinking clear, he's very articulate, and he's really kind of choosing his battles, choosing to focus the company around the things that will move the needle. So overall, as a shareholder who's been following Tesla's annual shareholder meetings for about 10 years now, I'm actually very happy and pleased by this meeting. It really laid out kind of, you know, where Tesla's headed. They're going to be growing at 50% or more year over year consistently for the time being. And they're focused on really ramping Model Y, their new factories, getting efficiency down, and pushing forward with Tesla as a software and AI company as well. All right, hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like it and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Also, just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.